Glenn Close, growing up in Bandera, number 182. Very few things have gone unchanged throughout my growing up years here in the South Central Texas Hills. The language terminology changes can sometimes be drastic. You do know that thongs are no longer worn on your feet, right? A cell used to be a small room of bars in the local hoosegow. Now it is associated with phones and communication towers. I believe it is still used the same way in biology class lingo, so that is a survivor. I have a shirt that is one of my favorites. It is covered with a design including images of those old cars with the wooden exterior trim we saw in surfer movies back in the 60s at the Bantex Theater. They were called a Woody. I don't recall any of those cars appearing here in Bandera back in the day. I always get the strangest looks from the younger generation now when I refer to it as my Woody shirt. Not sure what that's about. It's still proper to use the term cool, exactly like I did back in my school days. Not sure how that one has escaped renovation for over 50 years. I wish the local meaning of dude was still around. It no longer seems to fit in with our cowboy capital of the world image. I still visualize an untanned city slicker in shorts, tennis shoes, and a non-traditional hat riding a horse. Had I ever addressed my dad with, "Hey, dude," I would have grown up with a terrible permanent limp. Do you think that youngsters of today know what it means to be a tall hog at the trough? Or how about walking into tall cotton? Do you think the rain will hurt the rhubarb? I didn't know until recently that the proper response to that is, not if it's in the can. We used to have a gully washers and frog stranglers. Now we simply have severe thunderstorms. Either way, I still see the same effect on many of the local residents. I'll see you at the river as we gather to watch it rise. My thoughts are always the same. I pray everyone is safe, and I hope it fills a lake. I still recall the answer given by my English teacher, Winnie Hicks, each time I hear someone ask, "Where's it at?" Between the A and the T was her response. I guarantee you that no one got away with that one. She wondered often if I was paying attention. Now she knows. As we continue to make our way through the growing up in Bandera experience, let's try to use terms that are reflective of the friendly town image we wish to portray. Instead of saying hi, try a big howdy with a smile. It's the right thing to do, and it adds value to our community.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Growing Up in Bandera, written by Glenn Clark, narrated by Larry Haddad, and brought to you by the Bandera Prophet, Bandera County's online news source. Stay tuned for more.